Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. All right, you hear me okay, huh? All right. God is so good. God is so good. It is Friday. Like everybody says, it's Freedom Friday, another week coming to a close, you know, and God is in control. God is good. We are in the book of Psalms 18 this morning, 50 verses, so bear with me. I've got a lot of reading to do this morning, but the word, you know, the word is good. The word is good, so we're going to begin with a word of prayer, and we're going to get right down to it. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your word, Father, that it be you and not me. I praise you, Father, and I thank you in advance. I thank you in advance for what you are about to do, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. I do a little stretch there. Okay, we are in Psalms 18. And it starts, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy of praise. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of the ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrow of soul surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. 6, in my distress, I call upon the Lord, and I cry out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quickened and were shaken because he was angry. 8, smoke went up from the nostrils and devouring fire from the mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down the darkness under his feet. 10, and he rode upon the chariot and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and the thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him, his thick cloud passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightning in abundance, and he vanquished them. 15, and the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. 16, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from the strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. 20, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the way of the Lord and have not weakened departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. 23, I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my rights, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. 25, with the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And with the virus, you will show yourself showed. 27, for you have saved the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness. For you, I can run against a troop. By God, I can leap over a wall. 30, as for God, his way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. 31, for who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who armed me with strength and makes my path perfect. He makes my feet like feet of deer and sets me on a high place. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bowl of bronze. 20, 35. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with your strength for the battle. You have subdued under those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy those who hated me. 41, they cry out, for there was none to save, even to the Lord, for he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the striving of the people. You have made me the head of the nation. A people I have not known shall serve me. 44, as soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. 46, the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. You also lifted me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. 50, great deliverance he has given his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Amen and Amen. Whew. Boy, that's a lot of reading. That's a lot of reading. You know, this, you know, the book of Psalms, you know, it's such a beautiful book. The author, there were several authors for the book of Psalms. David was one primary one. There were other men that they put into the book of Psalms. It is a book of songs, poems, and prayers, you know, and there are a total of 150 psalms. So that's a lot of different prayers, a lot of different songs, you know. So this particular chapter, you know, chapter 18 is called God the Sovereign Savior. And it's pretty much starts off, you know, recognizing that to the chief musician, a psalm of David. So David wrote this particular psalm, you know, and it says that you know, the Lord spoke the works of the songs on the day that the Lord delivered him. So David was singing these songs, you know, because the Lord had delivered him from one of his enemies, which was King Saul, that was constantly chasing him. So David was doing this as a song of praise unto the Lord, a song of praise and thankfulness. It starts in verse 1. It says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is our strength in every situation. It starts off, the Lord is my strength. This took me, you know, when I start reading this particular verses, he always takes me to different parts of the Bible. And in Psalms 144:1, it says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. In other words, God will prepare you for whatever it is that you need to do. God always prepares us. And God was there for David. It says, the Lord prepares and strengthens us for whatever battle we are facing. So whatever situation you may be facing, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Verse 2 is that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust. The only one that we need to trust is the Lord. He is the one, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my strongholds. This particular Psalms has so many attributes about who God is. And in this particular verse, you know, it talks about the rock. That means a high place. That means a place of refuge. It's my fortress, you know. So there's like a wall. God puts like a wall around us. And he is my stronghold. So he's going to hide me. He's going to protect me. He's going to provide for me. When I was doing this particular chapter has a lot of similarities to 2 Samuel 22. If you were to read 2 Samuel 22 and compare it to this one, there's a lot of similarities about David. And in 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 7, and I'm just going to read those. Verses 2, he says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my rock, my fortress and deliverer. And that's important, because we're acknowledging who God is and what God is providing for us. You know, he is my fortress, my deliverer. And in verse 7 of 2 Samuel 22, it says, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. And I cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. So, and then that particular verse is found here in Psalms 18, verse 6, that it says, I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O Lord. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. So it just shows you that whatever we're going through, we need to call upon the Lord. We need to acknowledge our Savior. We need to call upon him. And he says that he will hear our prayers. Praise God. He listens to our prayer. He's ready. so important for us to know whom, if they wish to cry out to. And that is the Lord. That is the Lord. He is the one. He is faithful to hear us and respond to us. That is our Lord. I remember in my time in the military, and I've been away, I served for 39 and a half years. So I was away a lot at different times. And a lot of times when I was uncertain and I was in danger because of what was happening around me, I learned to hum, put it that way. I hum and I hum praises to the Lord. I'm always thinking about the Lord and I'm always acknowledging him. And I've always read the word, so there were certain things of the word that I had in my heart. But I started to say certain things unto the Lord. And one of the things that I was always saying, and this took me back, this particular Psalms. Yeah, I said, the Lord is my rock and my salvation and fear. And those words were engraved in my heart. So every time I was out in an area of danger, I will always sing that to the Lord. And I will repeat that. It was like a marching song for me. But those particular words, they brought comfort to me. They brought comfort to me because I was acknowledging God. I was acknowledging who he is in my life, that he is my rock, that he is my strength, that he is my salvation. And whom shall I fear? Because in those negative times, fear wants to creep in. Fear wants to control us. Fear wants to take over. So whatever it is that we're facing, and if we have some fear, trust in the Lord. Turn to the Lord. So this particular, scripture, just took me back. It's amazing how God would just take you right back to things that has happened. In Psalms 18, verses 1-3, it says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. I will love you. Again, acknowledging God. The Lord is the rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Who are we trusting? Who are we trusting? We got to trust the Lord. We got to trust the Lord. He is my shield and my horn of my salvation and my stronghold. And it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy of to be praised. Who is worthy, because he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So whatever is that we're facing, we can face it more when we have the Lord on our side, when we acknowledge him, when we give him the praise, when we give him the glory, when we give him the honor, when we're constantly seeking his face, because he is faithful. The more we know and understand the word of the Lord, okay, the better we are prepared to face what's ahead. Let me repeat that. The more we know and understand the word of the Lord, the more we study it, the more we go over it, the more we understand the word of the Lord, the better we are prepared to face what's ahead. What's ahead. And the reason why that's so important is that we're constantly feeding ourselves, constantly feeding the word of the Lord. When a situation rises up, we are ready and prepared, because the word of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will bring it to memory. The Holy Spirit will bring up those scriptures. The Holy Spirit will bring back those studies that you have done or that word that you have heard, and it will encourage you. It will encourage you to face the enemy, to face the situation, and to face it in a positive way. Because the word of God says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. He strengthens us to face the situation. He strengthens us to face the problem. And David himself, he was always writing all these psalms and all these praises to the Lord because he was always acknowledging him. And David gives us counsel himself in Psalms 1, at the beginning of the book of Psalms, and it says, Blessed is the man, and I'm going to put blessed is the man and woman, okay? Because when they put man down, that they're also including the female. So he says, blessed is the man and woman who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. The word of the Lord is telling us to stay away from such people, to stay away for such people. In verse 2, he says, for his delight is in the law or the word of the Lord, and his Lord and his word, you know, he meditates. Meditate here means to think deeply about something. You know, you get into the word and you meditate on it day and night. You meditate on it day and night. And when we study the word, you know, the more we study the word, the more successful we're going to be. And in verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree, strong, planted by the rivers of water, you know, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall never wither, you know, and whatever he does shall prosper. So as we study the word of the Lord, as we take this word, you know, and we feed upon it, we shall be like a tree. Now, and there's a lot of different studies that we can find in the word. And God always gives us all these stories. But if you have a tree and it's planted, you know, by the river, you know, that tree is going to have deep roots, because the roots of the tree are going to go into the ground, and it's going to search for that water. It's going to search for those nutrients that it needs. And the deeper that it goes in, the more the water is going to find. And the more it finds, it's going to have better fruit. It's going to be stronger, you know. And that's what the Lord is telling us, you know, in his word, that the more we dig in, the more we study the word, the more stronger you're going to become. You're going to become more stronger because you're going to know the word. And the more you know the word, the more you're going to be able to speak it when you have a situation that you are facing, the more you're going to be able to stand against the arrows of the enemy and defeat him, because you know who you are, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. You got to know who you are as a child of the Lord, that you're not an orphan, you know, and that you are nobody, but you are somebody. You are a son, you are a daughter of the Most High God, and God has given you authority to declare and decree his word, to speak forth his word. And as we speak forth his words, we are releasing promises, we are releasing life. And that's what we need to do. You know, that's why it's so important for us to study the word, to get into the word. And David, not to get away from this particular psalm, David was one that was always praising the Lord. You know, even as a child, when he was out in the field tending the sheep, you know, he had a harp. He was always singing. He was always acknowledging the Lord. And that's so important for us as believers, to trust in the Lord, to reach out to the Lord, to take hold of this word that he has given us and make it personal. Take it into yourself. In Psalms 18, verse 3, it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, and I shall be saved from all my enemies. Why? Because the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. In Psalms 48, verse 1, it says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the holy mountain. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy. And that's why, you know, I love the word, because when I'm going through something, I'm always thinking. I'm always thinking about some scripture. I'm always thinking about what the Lord has done already for me. And the word, the Holy Ghost always brings to memory past situation, past testimonies of how he has delivered me, of how he has come through for me. And that alone brings praises. And as we praise the Lord, as we worship the Lord, deliverance comes, healing comes, direction comes. As we praise the Lord, things begin to change. things begin to change. The more we praise and worship the Lord, the more we are opening ourselves for a move of God, for a move of God. The more we praise and worship the Lord, the more we are open, we open ourselves for a move of God. You know, so you know, we need to do that. We need to praise him more. We need to worship him more because he is so good. He is faithful. Verse 29, it says, "For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall." We can do the impossible with God. We can do the impossible because he says that you can go against a troop. Well, you can go against an enemy. You can go against a situation if you know who you are in the Lord, if you know the word of God that you can speak it forward. You know, in Psalms 27:1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? So when we speak these words, you know, and we declare these words over ourselves, over our home, over our family, you know, we're speaking life. We're speaking how great is our God, how merciful is our God. So we have security in the Lord. We have confidence in the Lord. The more we study him, the word, the more we get into it. In Matthew 19:26, and Jesus says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" Okay, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. So whatever it is that you're facing, trust in the Lord because he is your rock. He is your foundation. You know, he is your fortress. In Mark 9:23, Jesus again says, "If you can believe, all things are possible." It doesn't say some things. It says all things. So whatever it is that we may be facing today, we can turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust you in this situation. I'm going to trust you in this matter. I'm going to trust you with my son. I'm going to trust you with my daughter. I'm going to trust you with my wife. I'm going to trust you with my husband. I'm going to trust you with my in-laws. I'm going to trust you in this situation. I'm going to trust you in this circumstance. Father, I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust in you." And when we start trusting in God and believing and speaking it, we got to speak it out. It's not enough just to have the word in your heart. You got to speak it out. You got to call it out. Because that's what we need to do. We can't be silent. If you are silent, the enemy hears that you are silent. The enemy knows when you are silent. But when you are speaking the word of God, when you are declaring it over yourself, over your family, it is producing something. It is spiritual warfare that is taking place. And God is right there. And we got to trust the Lord. And that's why, again, it's so important to speak the word, to declare the word, to put your own hands upon yourself when you need a touch of God. And guess what? He's going to be right there. He is right there with you this morning. I'm together in this particular Zoom. He is right there. In Luke 18:27, he says, "But he said, 'The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.'" Come on now. The things that are impossible and are possible with God. Our God is so merciful. Our God is so gracious. Our God is a God of time. He's always on time. He's never late. It doesn't matter what point you're in right now. Our God is not late. Our God is on time. And believe me, there have been situations that which I have faced that I said, "Oh God, when is this going to be over? When is the answer going to come?" But it is when I least expect it. When I least expect it, you get the phone call. When you least expect it. When we got the call for the transplant for my wife, it was on Good Friday. On Good Friday, you know, we're there and it's just another day. We're doing our routine. But on Good Friday at 11:30, that's the time, because I look at my clock and I say, at 11:30, it says, "Hey, we have a kidney for you." We have a kidney for you. You got to calm down, you know? And me and my wife say, ooh, we lost it for a little bit. Come on now. We lost it for a little bit. We were just praising and being grateful to God. But by 10 o'clock that night, my wife was in the recovery room. My wife was in the recovery room. And here we are five months later into this. And as I have seen the presence of God in my wife, in the situation, and he has helped us. It has been a lot of different valleys, you know, in the process of all of this, a lot of unknowns and all this, but God is faithful, hallelujah. And he has been in control all the time. He was always there. He was always there. Between every tear that you have shed, he have a shanda. He is there. He is there because he is faithful. He is merciful. And he is there making our way. Come on, I'm getting excited. My feet are about to run underneath this seat here, you know, because my God is faithful. You know, and they say in verse 30, I don't want to get too excited because then I lose track of what I'm doing here. But in verse 30, it says, as for God, his ways is perfect. Look at that. His way is perfect. It's not your way. It's not my way. It's the Lord's way because his way is perfect. My way, I will mess it all up. I have done it many times when I thought that I was right. But my ways are not always perfect. But God's ways are. God's ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. The word of the Lord is proven. Verse 30. It's a proven. It's a proven fact. It's proved itself throughout the centuries. You know, he is a shield to all who trust in him. Come on now. So if you're trusting in the Lord, he is your shield. He is your protector. He is your provider. He says, I am your God and there's no other God besides me, says the Lord. I got this. I got you. I will take you by the hand and I will take you to the other side. God is ready. God is on the move, my brothers and my sisters. He is so good. He is so wonderful. And I know my time is run already 6:30. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, he says, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteousness and upright is he. Psalms 12, 6, it says, the word of the Lord are pure words like silver tried in a furnace, purified seven times. The word of the Lord are pure words, are holy words. Verse 30, he said, for who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our Lord? The Lord is our place of safety. The Lord is our rock. The Lord is our foundation. My brothers and sisters, there's so much into this particular chapter. I only touched a couple of verses in the beginning, but I got stuck in my rock. You know, I got stuck in my shelter. I got stuck right there that the Lord is in my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my strength. I will trust in the Lord despite what's going on, despite what I feel. I'm going to trust in the Lord. My God is a way maker. He's making a way for you and me even right now as we speak. I know some of you are going through some storms and some difficulties. I know you're facing, you know, difficult times. But do not faint in doing good. Do not grow weary in doing good. But in due season, God is still working it out. God is on the move. What we need to do is to worship and praise him, is to acknowledge him, is to give him the glory, is to give him the honor, is to say, Lord, even in this dark place that I find myself, and you're going to light up my path, Father. You know, and that's what we got to do. We got to fight this battle. We got to fight the enemy. We got to stand upon the word of God. We have to study the word. I know I'm saying a lot, but we got to study the word of God. Know who this God that you serve, who he is, how powerful he is, and how much he has given to us. He has given us authority. He has given us his word. He has given us his Holy Ghost. so that we can do battle, so that we can do what needs to take place, so that we can speak out his word. And his word would never come back void. His word would never come back void. He will always produce. We are living in dangerous times, my brothers and sisters, with all the stuff that is happening around the world, all the stuff that is happening within the last couple of weeks. But God is still in control. He's still on the throne. And we have to acknowledge him, and we have to give him the praise. We give him the glory. We give him the honor, because he is working it out. He's working it out here in the Hernandez clan, touching my wife, healing my wife every day, every day. We're getting ready to do another beach day. Come on now, another beach day, you know. So you know, we're getting ready. And don't tell nobody, but it's her birthday coming up, you know. So we say, yeah, we got to do something special. We got to do something special. So God, you know, God has made a way. God has made a way. Like I said last time, you know, it's been 3 years since we went to the beach. A couple of weeks ago, we made it. Now we're going to do it again. Spend some time together. Get out of the house, you know, for only God. I could never thought 3 years ago we will be able to do this. Come on now. Don't get me all emotional and all that kind of stuff. But when we were going through the storms, it didn't look that good. It didn't look that good. You know, difficult times, they never look good. They never look good. There were times that we said, Lord, how long? How long? How long, Lord? You know, with tears, you know, frustration and everything else. You know, Lord, you know, how long? You know, when is it going to change? When is it going to change? You know, when is it going to change? But God told me one day, do you love me enough to trust me? Do you love me enough to trust me? And I said, okay, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. We surrender to you, that you will be done. Not my will, but you will. And guess what? Today, you know, 5.5 months after she had the surgery, she's doing good. We're still working some issues, but God is faithful. God is still working it. God is still. So every day, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. One of the things that I have learned is to pray with her. You know, I never done that before as much as I have done lately, but it's just to pray with each other before we go to bed. And I say a prayer over her, you know, verbal prayer over her, something that I really didn't do before, but I started to do that because I know God answers prayers and God answers us when we come together, you know, when we join hands and we come together as brothers and sisters. God answers those prayers. And again, I just want to thank you guys for your prayers, for your support. I, you know, can't say enough. You know, you guys, I can feel your prayers. Hallelujah. I can feel your prayer. I can feel your prayers. See, I get emotional, so I kind of lose it. But God is good. God is good. Trust in the Lord. Lead not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He's in control. Give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor. Be grateful, be thankful. Lord, I thank you even though I don't see it. I thank you, Lord, even though I can't feel it. I thank you, Lord, because even though the circumstances are saying otherwise, God, I'm going to trust in you in this season. I'm going to trust in you, and I'm going to give you the praise, the worship, and the glory, and the honor belongs to you, oh Lord. And you're going to see the breakthrough is right around the corner. Your breakthrough. I love to speak out your breakthrough. Why? Because I'm giving authority to the words that are coming out of my mouth. The word will not return void. The words will fulfill what they are called out to do. So whatever it is that you're praying for, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Whew, man, this was a good one. Got a little bit excited there. You know, God is so good. God is so good. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Father, for every one of my brothers and my sisters. Father, You know their heart. You know their thought. You know their desires, Father. You know their frustration, Father. Many of them, Father God, they wanted to throw in the towel a long time ago, but something told them, hold on. Something told them, hold on. For Father, I pray that you would give them supernatural strength. I pray, oh Lord, that you would just guide their steps, Father. You will meet them right where they're at. Father, your word says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon. No weapon, Father. So I speak that over them, Father. I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray for your peace, for your strength, for your guidance, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will be still and know that you are God, that you are in control, Father, and you are so faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for touching them. Thank you for answer prayer. Thank you for this day, Father. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, all right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, keep your focus, keep your focus, keep your focus. Come on. I'm waiting for more miracles to take place. I'm praying for more miracles to happen in your home, in your family. I'm praying for more testimonies to be shared of what God has done in your life and what God has done in your family and how God has restored what the enemy wanted to destroy, because we serve a powerful God. Here I go again. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Bless them. Strengthen them. Guide them. Fill them with your presence, Lord. Fill them with your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. There, my kisses. Get your hugs right there. We see each other soon. God bless. God bless. God bless. Papa loves you. God bless you.